listening to WGXC
Acra.
Hi, I'm Jack Sensabaugh from Catskill, inviting you to listen to my show, Backtracks in Time, dedicated to the history of Greene County, its notable people and places, and the Hudson River. The fourth Tuesday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m., broadcasting live from WGXC's satellite studio at the Catskill Library. You'll hear interviews with local historians, longtime residents with stories to tell, and archival recorded material. So please join me for Backtracks in Time every fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, your community radio station.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés. If you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
I'm
Good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist here at WGXC Acra. So glad to be here with you this morning. And you know, if it is a bright side of morning, we're going to have some Miss Mandisa here somewhere. So let's see. We want to hear from her today. She's got that song, Good, Good News. And I don't know why it is the case. When I come in here sometimes, I am having these issues. It's been over a month since I was here last. But we are going to see if we can get Miss Mandisa going for you this morning, because she's got some good, good news. Well, you know what? We're going to ask for Lynn to come back in here and help us out with this. I thought I had a backup plan because the other plan wasn't working either. But anyway, isn't that how it go? Yeah. But in any way, I am here today, and I haven't been here with you for a while since I was here with you last. I had a birthday. My mom had a birthday. My brother had a birthday. Two of my best friends had a birthday. And you had a birthday, too? So I was talking to my studio guest. He was signaling, and I was asking, did you have a birthday too?
And next month?
November.
November.
Thanksgiving, baby, huh? All right. Well, praise the Lord, and that's wonderful. So I was out of town, and the music maestro man just filled in for us so lovely. And I'm getting there, beloved. Okay. The music maestro man filled in for us lovely here on the bright side. That's why we call this the bright side, right? Because no matter what happens, we know it's going to get good. All right. I think we got it going here for you guys. Miss Mandisa. Yes, there she is. All right. It's good news this morning here at WGXC with There's a Bright Side Somewhere. We're going to come back in a minute, and we're going to have some lovely conversation with a few of our studio friends today. Yes, beloved, that is Miss Mandisa herself with good, good news. And I have some good news. I have some studio guests today. I'm so excited. I'm going to present them in a moment. But first, I want to also acknowledge that this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we are so fortunate to live in a nation where we have legislations and services and secular and faith providers of services and resources to help those who are perpetrators and victims and survivors. And so I want y'all to get your pens, because before we leave on the hour, we're going to share some information with you. For all of you out there who are going through something like that, something else, have survived and have come through, I just want to shout out to you. I want to encourage you and let you know that we do have some good news. We have some good news, because this is a bright side somewhere. And it may be that your situation looks very grim and dark and drear and unsurpassable, but we are here. I am here. I am evidence. I am a witness and a living testimony that God sees, God knows, and God's going to do it for you. We want you to hang in there. News for you. And I got a few brothers and get that. This next song is for you guys out there and all of us in here. Some of us that are going through, if it's good for you right now, you just came out of something, you're not in something and it's good. This is for you too. But here it is. It is Confidence by Sanctus Real. And I love this song. I think you're going to love it too. It blesses me, and I believe it'll bless you too. I'm queuing it up for you, and we're going to have it for you in a moment. Here we go with Sanctus Real.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Alone with your strength, I got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giant. Shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. Shake the wall, won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah! Give me faith like Daniel.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Mm-hmm. Give me faith like Moses in the wilderness. So I can face my giants with confidence.
I have some men in the studio with me today. They know about that giant face and giant slaying faith.
Amen.
Amen. And I met these gentlemen. I heard about them way before I met them, but I had a chance to meet them last week. And before we met, I already knew that while they were in town, I was going to have them come and speak to you, Brightsiders. And so first off, you know how we do. We ask our guests to do a self-introduction because, you know, as a person who gets to speak publicly, sometimes you're sitting in the chair and you hear them introducing you and you're like, oh, I wish they hadn't said that. And oh, you know, and they thrilled you up and then you stand up there and, you know, so I like to take that kind of pressure off and put another kind of pressure on. And that's to let you tell people what you want them to know about who you are. This is Brother Pastor George Griffith and a pastor. Now, I don't want to mess up your first name. We call you Brother Bob, Reverend Bob,
that's
right?
That's fine with me.
DeLeon, Pastor DeLeon. And they have traveled to be here in our area doing some wonderful things. We'll talk about those in a few minutes as well. From California, from the West Coast. So, brothers, give us a self-introduction about who you want our Brightside listeners, our listeners for the first time, our radio friends and family to know about who you are.
Okay. I actually grew up in early life. I was on a farm. I actually did some farming for a couple of years. Went into the service. Was in during the Korean War. I came out, went on the highway patrol. I was on the highway patrol for almost 30 years. Retired from the highway patrol and went to work for the National Insurance Crime Bureau for 10 years.
Wow.
So from there, I began to minister. I have a home church. From that, Bob and I got together. We went to some of the same places, and Bob was going by himself, and I said, that's not scriptural, it's two by two.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we would travel together, and since then, we've been to Florida, we've been to Arizona, we've been to Arkansas, we've been to Texas, just all over the place.
All over, hitting those 50 states.
Yeah.
That's very interesting that you talked about the Church Crime Bureau, you said?
Yeah, National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Never heard of that.
It's basically a organization funded by insurance companies to investigate insurance crime.
Okay.
And it's amazing some of the things that come up in that.
But wow.
From the investigative experience on the Highway Patrol, why it was kind of a natural.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your military service.
Thank you.
I'm sure you helped a lot of people out there on the highway. And now you're helping the body of Christ in new ways to me and in amazing ways. So we're going to hear more about that. But Reverend Pastor Bob.
Well, I was raised in Texas. And
I hear it.
Praise the Lord. And the Lord had me move around through the states to see the scenery at first. I didn't know he was teaching me something.
Mm-hmm.
And later I got interested in professional wrestling, and I became a professional wrestler for a great number of years. And the Lord took me out of there and gave me a healing ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord took me out of there and gave me a healing ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Infirmities, you know. I mean, speedily, right there and then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen fibromyalgia gone. I've seen diabetes gone, cancer gone, cholesterol gone,
mm-hmm.
legs grow up, arms grow, you know, all of these things that he's doing. I'm not doing nothing because I have no power to do nothing.
Well, you know what? We are going to talk a little bit more about that in a few moments. And that is one of the reasons why I knew I had to have you on the show. But before we do that, because I want to give people an opportunity to, if they know someone out there that's dealing with a domestic violence situation, we have some wonderful domestic violence programs in our community. And I just want you to know that I'm thinking about you. I am in alignment with you. I'm in allegiance with you. And God got you. He knows, he sees, he cares. And there's some songs that God have put on the hearts of people that have really given hope and encouragement. And maybe you've heard them before, maybe you haven't. You know, we try to bring you something new when we come through. I want to play this one. This is a blessing to my soul. I think it will be to you too. If you have a friend, a sister, a brother even out there, a child, keep this song in mind and share with them. It's by Miss Tamala Mann. I think I said the last one was Tamala Mann, but I think this one is Tamala Mann, and it is from her project One Way, and it's called Press On. Yes, I think that's what it's called, Press On. Listen to the words, beloved, and be blessed. All right, and then we're going to come back and have more conversation with Pastor Bob and Pastor George, and we're going to press on as bright siders, as bright siders here. Okay, so I got a couple of things going on right here as I'm queuing up this stuff, and I got to get past one thing and on to the, oh, yes, thank you. I love live radio. Oh, man. Thank you. Here we go. No, that's not the one. What happened there? That's not the one. I'm going to look back on this track. Let me see. Oh, this is Building 429. Well, you know what? I like them too. Let's hear what they got to say. All right. Let's hear their song, Press On. But I got another Press On. You know what? Beloved, there was the song I played earlier by Sanctus Real, and it's called Confidence. Well, when I Googled that one, there was a lot of confidence songs out there, too. And so now why don't I hear this one? Well, you know what? I ain't even going to worry about that because I got some guests in the studio with me today. And I'm going to have my friend, Pastor Jeff, help me figure out how come that's not playing for me again. All right, let's get back to the conversation at hand then. We have... And when I heard about Pastor George and Pastor Bob being in town from Pastor Jeff of Father's Promise Ministries here in Columbia County, and he was telling me about the work they were doing, and we started spreading the word because I know the power of God to heal and to set free and to deliver. And God has used me and others in our area, but you know, sometimes it's difficult to do a work in your own home because, amen. You know, Jesus said, you know, there was so much unbelief that he can only do a little few things, you know. So I wanted to let people know that are out there about some of the things that God does. Well, I mean, first of all, let me backtrack and give shout out to the medical profession. Last month, I wasn't here. My mom had eye surgery, and I had had the same eye surgery to corrective eye surgeries this year. And my mom, after she came through, you know, took two different surgeries, one eye at a time. And after she came through, she said to me something that I really didn't think about. The fact that my grandmother, her mother, had gone blind from the same disease that we were dealing with. And got help with, you know, 40 years ago. So in 40 years, our medical profession, our technology, our science, our research, all that kind of good stuff have come up with things that kept us from losing our sight, that took the sight of her mother 40 years ago. So shout out to the medical profession, right? Shout out to all the researchers and the surgeons and the people who give their time to study and to learn and to serve. But we also know that God does some amazing things too. And he's doing those amazing things in our area right now through you. So tell us about maybe a testimony or two about something like you were saying before.
Amen. You're talking about eyesight. We were in Port Richey, Florida. 5 years prior to that time, a man called me from the hospital. He was dying with lupus. The last stage, and they told him, get things ready because you're going to go. There's no way we can do anything for you. So somebody gave him a phone number, And he called me. I prayed for him, on the phone. And 3 days later, they released him. They couldn't find him.
So it's not even about proximity. This can happen over the phone, right?
Over the phone. If the Lord can heal anybody, put a spine together in Jerusalem, and also in Australia, he can do anything on the phone.
Yes, he does.
So 5 years later, we found ourselves in Port Richey, Florida. We got called to go minister down there. Well, in the church that we were ministering, there's a man that was 90 years old. He'd been blind for 20 years. His wife went home to be with the Lord when he was blind. And so they used to lead him around. And they brought him before me. And George was on the other side. And he was praying for a group. I was praying for the sick. And the minute I lay hands on him, God opened his eyes.
The minute
I touched him. And he started running up and down the aisles, you know, and hugging people. And, man, there was quite a reunion and a shock to the congregation in the church when they saw that.
Mm-hmm.
So God can do anything with anything that you need and you desire for him to do. Because if once you say what you want from him, he's going to do that because he loves us and he's a... He's not the author of sickness. The devil is. And all these things that happen to our bodies is not God. It's the enemy oppressing us. And I've been fortunate for the Lord to give me the understanding and the vision to see what's wrong with the people. And then I pray for them.
And you... Oh, Brother George, go right ahead.
I was just going to say, you had an experience in Utica almost the same.
Yes, indeed. I had a lady, a sister who was 90 years old. 92 years old,
92.
Was the mother of the pastor, and two guys brought her, and they set her in the front seat, and the Lord said, go pray for her. So I went over and I asked her, I said, sweetheart, I said, what do you want the Lord to do for you? She said, oh, my eyesight, I can only see maybe 14, 15 inches, and totally blind. I said, okay, so I prayed, I laid my hands on him, the Lord told me exactly what the problem was, so I went to the problem, I cast it out. And I said, now, I said, things are going to change for you. I said, I don't know when, but things are going to change for you. And be expecting a change in your eyesight and all of this, even in your body. Well, about 2-3 minutes later, she jumped up and she's going, oh, yeah. And so they asked her, I said, what's wrong? Oh, my God, can you see me? Yeah, can I see you? My God, I can see everything. 20/20 vision. And there was the mother of the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And when the congregation saw that and they knew that she was blind,
mm-hmm.
and they saw that miracle, everybody jumped up and came to the front for the touch of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in the scriptures in Matthew, it tells the story about blind Bartimaeus, you know,
yes.
and how Jesus came up to him and asked him, what would you have me to do for you? You know, he was out there begging for a few coins. And Jesus said, well, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, well, what would a blind man say?
Yeah.
I want to see. Right. Yeah. I want to see. And so, you know, according to our faith and tradition, we believe that God, through Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday and today and will be the same forever, right?
Forever.
So what he did then, we are testifying and telling folk he's doing today. Am I right about it?
You are right.
it's even greater than that, because when he does something like that, because he's no respecter of persons, that's a promise to do it again for somebody that needs it.
Mm-hmm.
So actually seeing somebody healed like that, if they have the same problem, that's an open invitation to reach out and take it, or to ask for prayer to have it done.
And you know, it's an interesting thing that I'm trying to find the words exactly to convey what I want to say, but you know, like for myself and my mom, you know, we had these transplants, right? These are lens transplants that took care of that situation. And so God does heal in different ways. And even in the scriptures, I know a friend of mine, he preached a sermon one time, Spit on Me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it was back to when the Lord, you know, spit into the ground, into the dirt, and made a salve and put it on the gentleman's eyes.
Yeah.
And he healed him that way. So, you know, we don't limit God to how he chooses to heal.
That's right.
And so for those who are maybe out there and say, well, I've been in a prayer line and I, you know, whatever, whatever, and it didn't happen for me. God can heal you through the doctors. He can heal you through discoveries that have yet to be discovered, you know.
Amen.
And he can certainly heal you through servants who he has given the faith to appropriate the gift, right?
Right. There's a couple of things that you said that are very important.
And I want you to hold that thought because I got to take a pause for the cause.
Okay.
And just give a shout out to WGXC Acra. Beloved, you're listening to WGXC Acra in beautiful downtown Hudson, New York. Our studios in Hudson, Catskill, Acra. We're all together as one. So glad that you chose to be with us again today. And I have in the audience, in the studio with me for my listening audience, Pastors George Griffith and Bob DeLeon and Pastor Jeff Haynor, who is hosting them in our community this week. So we're going to come back to Brother George's comment. Brother George, did you hold that thought? Can you tell us what you were getting ready to say?
Yes, I was going to say, you said that the Lord can move through many means, and we are not anti-doctors. In fact, both of us go to doctors. The Lord can choose how he is going to do the healing. The second thing is, many people come into the prayer line and they'll basically be prayed for, and they actually take away the prayer by saying, I guess I didn't get it.
Mm.
Because they express that they didn't get it, so they're not going to get it. And delay is not denial.
That's right.
And that's one of the major points. You're talking about domestic violence. I've had people come up in the line and domestic violence was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a lot of people want to point fingers at either the victim or the one that's doing the violence, but they both need help.
That's right. That's right. We're going to take a pause and have a song. I think I've got Tamela Mann ready for you. Beloved, listen to the words of this song. And thank you, Pastor Jeff, for helping me get that together. This is Miss Tamela Mann. Press.
You've got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring. And I know you're scared. Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moon. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face. Cause you're gonna make it. Yes, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day.
Press, press, press.
Cause you're gonna live past the moment. You're gonna make it. There's a song to sing. You just have to try. Tears in their eyes. Oh, what
the pressure of going insane in my heart, in my mind. Oh, I need you to be my guide through the desert, the desert low. When the wind knocks me to and fro, through life's journey, through life's pain, through the heartache, through the rain. Pray.
You are going to make it. Yes, you will. We are here because we have made it, overcomers. You know, Pastor Bob said something also about praying for someone over the phone. And Pastor George, I think he said that it was even out of the country, in a different country, maybe even a different continent, you know. And so I just want to give out a shout out to Prayer Lines. Our ministry, Overcoming Ministries, we have a prayer line 7 days a week. And we have seen God, you know, answering prayers on many levels through the telephone, through the telephone. So, beloved out there, you know, if you're not connected to a prayer line, connect with a prayer line, you know, email me here at the station, whatever. We'll give you some information to get on a prayer line. But God is moving in the earth. And that's why I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to come on to WGXC 90.7 FM and talk to you about it and talk to you about it and bring in exciting guests like we have today who are excited about their life in God, their life in Christ, and the work that they are doing. I'm asking them to share with you guys now how they transitioned. Pastor George said that he had been in the military and in a highway patrolman, and now he's in pastoral ministry. And as well, Brother Bob said he was a wrestler, so don't mess with him, and don't mess with me because he's here with me. I got backup. but they transitioned from that life into this new life. And so tell us a little bit about your journey.
Okay, the thing was, I always wanted to have the both of best worlds. I wanted to live my life the way I wanted to live it. But then just before I died, I wanted to become a Christian so I could go to heaven.
Okay.
And that was my feeling. That was through the military. I bought a Bible while I was in the Navy. My outlook was, though, I will wait until the time is ripe. Well, in 1961, I was chasing two cars that were racing. And at about 115 miles an hour, I came into a turn, and instantly I knew there was something wrong with my unit. And one of the back tires was low. And because of the heat of the chase, the air was escaping, and it was actually getting lower the further we went. And I had two choices. One choice was to go right across the divider into opposing traffic, which wasn't a good choice. And the other choice was try to turn the wheel, which I knew would put us into a broadslide, but at least we would be on our own side of the road.
Okay.
I did that. I believe, the best of my recollection, is we went some 600 and some feet, either rolling or sliding, until we finally came to a stop. And I can remember hanging upside down in my seatbelt, and I could feel the heat from the top of the car that was being ground off by the pavement. And when we came out of that, I realized, hey, I didn't have time to pray. I could have been killed, and it would have been all over. But it took me another 5 years before I actually accepted the Lord. July 4th, 1967, I accepted the Lord in the office of the Highway Patrol all by myself. And a year later, July 18th, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I ministered with that group for a while. And from that, I've always actually been in some phase of ministry. It was Full Gospel Business and Fellowship, president and vice president for several years. It's not something new, but the Lord is moving much more rapidly the last 3-4 years than he has been in the past 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the church better get ready because things are going to start happening.
I totally agree. I get it completely. Amazing. 50 years. You don't look any worse for the wear. And how old did you tell us you are?
I'm 85.
I'll be 85. My God. And I called him a Caleb because he's like going like he's 40, yeah. You know, and doesn't look any worse for the wear. Yeah. And I thank God for your life and for just making our pastor meet. Thank you, God, for that. And for being here with us today. Pastor Bob, I want to hear a little bit about your journey.
Well, actually, my ministry journey started in 1983. But in 1979, I was in a wrestling match and I was defending my title, which I still have to this day. And I got really mad at my opponent. So to do damage in his body, I had to have the referee out of the ring. So I knocked the referee out and threw him out of the ring.
My.
And I proceeded to work on the guy. I broke his nose, tore his ear, broke some ribs, and then I wrapped him in a twister, and I was going to break his arm off. And when I was about to do that, I heard a voice beside me and told me, "Stop, what are you doing?" And I said, "I'm going to break this SOB's arm." You know, he said, "You're destroying my creation." Now, you got to know that when you're in the ring or thousands of people screaming at you, can't even hear yourself think. Mm-hmm. But I heard this voice very clearly. And so when he said I was destroying his creation, I just dropped what I was doing and backed off. And he said, "You've been breaking arms. Now it's time for you to start mending arms." Mm-hmm. And I did not understand what he was saying, but I knew some superior voice was talking to me that I couldn't see, but I felt it. And so I told him, I said, "I don't think I want that ministry that you're talking about." Mm. I said, "Your pastors and evangelists and all of that, they're starving people that go out and beg for money to the churches, and the churches don't give them, they stay, you know, I'm doing good here. Mm-hmm. I make good money, and I'm going to stay here." And he said, "No." He said, "You're going to go and out on the highways and byways." The first time he called my ministry out, he gave me that name. So I said, "I suppose, God, that you want me to quit everything that I'm doing?" He said, "Yes." I said, "But I got contracts I got to fulfill." He said, "Nobody's going to call you from this day forth." And nobody did. Mm. I had signed contracts with the organization, and they wouldn't call me. When mm-hmm. I called, they did not want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. So I said, "Well," I said, for a couple of weeks thinking about this, and then he would say to me every week or so, "Are you going to do it?" And I would say, "No." "Are you going to do it?" "No." Mm-hmm. Finally, the last time I knew he meant business, he said, "Well, is it going to be your way or my way?"
Okay.
I said, "Well, Lord, I guess it's going to be your way."
Okay.
And I started going out doing little things here and there, but I didn't know how to preach. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't have nothing. I didn't know nothing. Mm-hmm. And so he said, "I want you to go to this church." And it was a benevolence program that they had. 500-600 people go through those doors for food and clothing and prayer. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "Okay, I will go." So I delayed everything to the last 30 minutes. I went in. It started at 9:30 and it ended at 12 o'clock. I went there at 11:30. When they saw me, they said, "Oh, I'm so glad you came." Oh. Anyway, yeah, so that's where it started. The first thing that happened, the lady brought me a little baby, and the baby had a big ball on the neck, about the size of a softball. And he says, "This is a growth, and the doctors can't help me. They can't do nothing. They were from old Mexico. Mm-hmm. Can you pray for my baby?" I said, "Yes." I didn't know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I asked, I said, "Okay, what I'll do?" He said, "Go to the pulpit and get the anointing oil." I said, "Okay." So I went and got the anointing oil. I was going to do what I've seen other pastors do.
Right.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what I was going to do. The three crosses with the oil in his growth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, just saturate it with the oil. So I did. And then I asked again. I said, "Now what?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Tell her to receive the healing for the baby." And I said, "Receive the healing for the baby."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "This is all you're going to do?" I said, yes. And she turned around and walked up mad and cussing me in front of everybody. There's about 400 people inside that church.
Mm-hmm.
She went and sat down, and in less than 10 minutes, that thing disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, boy. So when the people saw that, they all jumped up and ran to the front to be prayed for.
Yeah.
And I turned my back. I said, God, what did you get me into? You know I don't even know how to pray.
Yes.
I was still arguing with him.
Yes.
But as time passed, went by, you know, he started showing me things, and it's just been an amazing journey with him.
Ooh, Lord.
I was in Africa, in Cape Town,
mm-hmm.
and they brought a young man that was, he was from the Zulu tribe. And I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what you want to do with this man? He said, bring him over. He said, he was born blind, deaf, and can't hear. So he'd been in a dark world all his life. And so when they brought him up and they put him up on stage, I told the interpreter, I said, tell the guy, the people that brought him here, what is it that they think God should do for him? And the Lord said, don't ask them, ask me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to open his eyes. I'm going to. This man has got a great ministry. The minute I touched his forehead, the Lord opened his eyes and unraveled his voice, and his ears were open, where he could, very first time in his life, saw daylight and saw people. He was blind born. He was born blind and
hallelujah.
All of these things. And so I told him, his name is Josiah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Josiah, you have a great ministry in your shoulders. He said, how can I? This is the first time I see people, and I see the sunshine. I'm amazed. I said, you got a great ministry. I've never been to school. I don't know how to read. I said, here, take this Bible. I said, the Holy Spirit is going to show you how to read.
Mm-hmm.
He opened the Bible, the King James Bible. I said, read here. And he read the first page just like if he had 30 years of experience.
Look at
reading
God.
The Bible.
And that we're talking about the grace of God.
Amen.
No formal training. Didn't even know how to pray. But God wanted to show his grace. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited. We're going to talk a little bit more. But there is a song that I want to share right here about God's grace. And it is by Miss Tasha Cobbs. And then we're going to talk and chat a little bit more.
God loves me, adores me, watches over me. You are for me. Grace loved me, and it's not what I deserved, and nothing that I've earned, but daily grace saves me.
I'd be lost.
I'd be lost, but for God's grace. Can I get a witness in here?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, wow, it's been just wonderful having you here with me today. I'm so thankful that God allowed us this time together. And before we get ready to wrap it up, Pastor George, you wanted to share about what happened right here in Valencia at Father's Promise last week.
That's correct, on Thursday. And what I was relating was a miracle that had happened in a church in Albany. And I was talking about a person that had a steel rod in their leg. And we prayed for the person. They got up and began to move that leg and step real hard. And said, I can't feel the rod anymore. And he went to his doctor. They x-rayed it. The rod was gone, but there was bone. Yes, bone instead of rod. And when I started talking about the steel rod, there was a man in the congregation waving his hand. And I said, yes, sir. And he says, I am the man.
I am the man. My.
Difference between a story and the man that the story is about being present.
I was present in the congregation for that when that gentleman stepped forward and said, I am the man. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Well, you all are going to be ministering here in the area. And so we wanted to share that information with people as well. You are going to be at the Grace Tabernacle on Delaware Avenue, 453 Delaware Avenue in Albany tonight, right?
Tonight.
At 7 p.m., Pastor Dudley is the pastor there. And so that's Grace Tabernacle in Albany on Delaware Avenue. And then tomorrow you're going to be really close, and you're going to be at Father's Promise with Pastor Jeff and Brenda Haynor. And that also is at 7 o'clock p.m., and that is at 3429 U.S. Highway 9 in Valencia, which is the Christian Conference Center. And Father's Promise is right next door to Hope Chapel. I know a few people that plan to be there. God willing, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to see you again there.
Amen.
So, and for those of you who did get your pens together, I did want to give you a little information. The Domestic Violence Legal Assistance Project of the Legal Aid Society of Northeastern New York Incorporated. You can go online and Google for them. Okay, and it's the Domestic Violence Legal Assistance Project of Northeastern New York through the Legal Aid Society. We have that information, and we want you to make yourself available to that. Then also, we have the National Domestic Violence Center and the National Domestic Violence Center information. I'm trying to find that because I had it, but of course I wrote it down and left it home. And so now I'm on, you know, my friend Google here trying to find that for you. But you know what? If you Google, because I'm not giving up yet, but if you Google it, you will find it, National Domestic Violence. And oh, here the number is 1-800-537-2238. 1-800-537-2238. When we're back later in the month, we're going to share this information again. And of course, you can hear a little bit more about what we're talking about by just going on to our audio archive. You can hear it again, all happening right here, right now, but you can hear it again into perpetuity by the magic and the technology of audio archive. Our guests have been Pastor George Griffith and Pastor Bob DeLeon from Highways and Byways Ministries through California, coming across all of the United States of America. And they are here as the guests and the hosts of Father's Promise Ministry. And Pastor Bob, I'm going to ask you to switch your mic right around here because Pastor Jeff is here. He hasn't said a word. He's been my assistant. But we want you to say a little something to the people before we go.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for bringing us up and allowing us to share our hearts. At the end of the day, I think that we're all looking to be mentored. We're all looking to be fathered or parented. And it's nice to have people like George and Umberto or Bob to come to a local church. They're older, they're seasoned, they're solid. And it's a really good character base for us as younger men to look at and see that it's never over till it's over and that we've always got something to give. So I appreciate the opportunity, sis, to bring us on and share the word, share the testimony of what God's doing in the world today. And I appreciate these two just fine gentlemen for coming and traveling all the way across the United States, you know, just to come and minister the gospel, you know, we get to see and experience the gospel, which is better than just another conversation.
Amen and amen. And I just want to say thank you, God, because God brought us together this past year. If you were in Hudson area and you were able to see our Salute to Jesus parade in September, Father's Promise had the big military vehicle and the praise team out there. And we're just so excited to have another partner as we bring unity to the body in Columbia County to do more to reach out and more to equip and more to prepare people for what's coming, I mean, we know something coming, right? And so we're working together, locking arms with other believers all around to do that. I want to shout out to my brother and my sister from another mister, Eddie Singleton and Rhea Singleton, my brothers and sisters in the West Coast in California who are celebrating their birthdays this month as well. My best friend from before high school days, Dory, recovering from knee surgery, celebrating her birthday in October. For all you October birthday babies, saying happy birthday to you. It's time for us to get out of here, but you know how we do and what we like to share. No matter how dark the day may be, how gray the sky, the sun is shining. Hallelujah. There is a bright side. It's out there, and there's a bright side right here somewhere for you. We're going out with Mr. James Fortune. Thank you, God, for the blessings of WGXC. And God say the same. We'll be with you together again until such time. Remember never to forget, God loves you, and so do I. Mr. James Fortune is going to take us out of here with Let the Power Fall. Let the power fall. Let the power fall. Okay, we got a little bit of a dead air thing going on because this song is, you know who don't like it, but we don't care. We wanna see if we can get it going for you, though, before we have to. Yeah, you see, we're going out the same way we came in with technical difficulties. That's all right because I'm going to play it top of the hour when I get back here. Let the power fall. It's going to fall at Father's Promise Ministries on tomorrow night. It is going to fall. Oh, here we go. There we go. There you go. See the power falling in here right now. God bless you, beloved. Be well. I had a witness here tonight, yeah. That you have.